Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So yesterday, we had, it was just like a passing story about a guy named Lieutenant Dan. And Lieutenant Dan was a... Is he a veteran? I don't know, because now X is trying to milkshake duck him, and I don't know. He's a guy who's got one leg, and they call him Lieutenant Dan, and he decided to stay in his 20-foot boat and weather the hurricane. And he survived, and he was trending on social media last night because everybody was wondering, is Lieutenant Dan safe? And so, and it turns out he made it. He did make it. And we got some audio of him because he is the Florida Man of Florida Man right here. He survived Milton. This is, he started, I don't know. He apparently has got an arrest record. Which one are we playing? I don't even know what to start with. Okay, let's do, okay, start with the 23. Here's, this is Lieutenant Dan.
How's the ride?
The water's gone.
Yeah, it's going out into the water. It's going out, being pulled out.
Yeah, you can see right there.
How are you doing? No problem. Was it as bad as you thought?
Huh?
Was it as bad as you thought?
No. Is the water coming back in or still going out?
It's going out.
All right.
All right, you hang in there.
All right, you guys.
So... I was looking, he apparently, well, his record is just like for boat tickets and stuff like that. Like some people on social were wondering, because apparently there's another guy with his exact same name that they were looking up another guy's record. But apparently he's got, he's got like, I don't know, like what, past tickets and stuff like that, drug paraphernalia. And he had a possession charge in Broward County. He pled no contest. Anyway, the whole point is that this dude stayed on a 20-foot boat in a hurricane. A Cat 4, Cat 5 hurricane. Stayed on the boat and weathered it. Do you think, I mean, I would have been sick, dude. Because you know that would have been some choppy water. Audio soundbite 24. So he started a GoFundMe a few weeks ago. Well, get this. I just saw this. There's one outlet. It's called Kickstream. He's been offered a $2 million kick deal and a $100,000 boat. This is audio sent by 24.
First off, this man has a GoFundMe with over $20,000 in it. He's not homeless, period. He lives on a boat, except for the short year that he spent in prison for beating a EMT with a violin.
Okay, so apparently,
his GoFundMe
is under
a different name than the
so
one
anyway,
that
he's got a GoFundMe, but he was offered a $2 million kick deal and a $100,000 boat. That is true, because Kickstreams Live actually confirmed that on X. But there are some people that are trying to do an expose on him, and they're trying to, I guess, say that he that some of the crimes from this other guy are his, and they're not. But his was apparently he got in trouble for marijuana before it was legal, and it wasn't a felony charge. So anyway, I don't know. So it was this lady who did it. First off, don't be a dumb bitch and start slandering somebody on air, okay? I don't know. I'm not apologizing for calling her that or saying her that. This is my or saying that she is that because she is. I have a major problem with these people who want to pretend to be journalists and they get on stupid CCP TikTok and they make these dumb videos and they run their mouths without doing proper research. And then they end up slandering and defaming and libeling people. Stop it. Don't be the Karen that does that, okay? Don't be like, I gotta hurry up and make a stupid video for clicks. No one cares. No one will remember your name in 24 hours, but they will remember how you smeared this guy. So stop doing that. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I hate that that is like a feature of humanity now, thanks to social media. And I'm not apologizing for my language. I would say something way harsher, but I'd be fine. So all he got busted for pot and that was it. He's not a pedophile. He's not all this stuff. But all of that was like running rampant because of this one chick on social media. This guy just wanted to survive the hurricane in his boat with his one leg. That's all he wanted to do. How did he not get tossed out that boat? Can we throw up that picture that I put in Slack? Because someone went by on the dock and they were like, hey, Lieutenant Dan, that's what they call him. And he popped his head out of the canvas and it's a meme. This is all going to be as the day after the election. This is going to be the image. I have never felt an image so much in my life because it was just the white tarp and then him poking his head out. And I'm like, that is us. That is all of us right now. Juan's getting ready to show it to you. This is going to be our image for the, this is us the day after election. I'm saving it because I'm going to use this gratuitously. Oh my gosh. Is it stopped? Is the election over yet? So Lieutenant Dan did survive. And yes, the woman who did that video was a progressive. Our partners over at Kel-Tec P15. They made it through the hurricane. The inventors of the micro compact pistol category, Kel-Tec, the P15, lightest, thinnest 9mm on the market, comes in two versions, metal and polymer version. Metal has the walnut panels on it. Awesome grips. The polymer has that gator grip texture. I have both of these. I mean, I like both of them. It's just the lightest, thinnest 9mm that I have because SINS comes with two standard capacity magazines. One's a 15-round mag with minimal pinky extension, and if you want ultra concealability, you got a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, and lifetime warranty. Compact, ideal for concealed carry. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you at the bottom of this first hour. We're going to get into some of the polling. Hold up. But I've got to make fun of something so bad. So Timmy Walls hired a gamer. Kill me now. They hired a gamer to play World of Warcraft so he could just skibbity riz right up into the whole, I guess, what, Zoomer dialect. They hired a gamer to play World of Warcraft and on Twitch. They had it on Harris's Twitch page. It was this guy named Preheat. What do they got? Like 5,000, a whole 5,000 views. Whoopity doo, skibbity bop bop, riz riz wheat. I mean, they got a whole 5,000 views.
No cap.
Oh, all right. Very demure. And I love it. They got, this is media. I just trying to blow this up. At its height, the live stream received nearly 5,000 views. Kill me. So they said that after it transitioned to just regular World of Warcraft gameplay and dropped about 3,500 viewers, I'm not going to be able to get through this whole segment without choking to death. So,
how you doing, fellow kid?
It's this meme where it's, if you remember an Alien where it's Sigourney Weaver, or if you're Al Sharpton, Sigourney Weaver, and the alien's right here. Well, somebody replaced it with Moo Dang and just said skibbity riz, you know, bop bop Ohio. And that's what, it's like a whole meme. Anyway, so Tim Walls, he went live and they're trying to make a big deal out of it. And this is how Wired, which is the leftist site of fake nerds, wrote this quote. The Harris campaign's goal in combining the rally with World of Warcraft gameplay is to increase the Harris and Walls visibility to young men who make up the majority of Twitch's user base. So that's so lame. You know that these people, this is the closest to combat he's ever gotten, by the way, playing World of Warcraft, Tim Walls. I mean, he can be like, look, I'm almost there in combat. Whoa. Leroy Jenkins. So the, I guess, did he actually, I don't think he actually played it. Did he just sit there while someone else played it? Dear heavens, did he?
I don't even know if he was there watching it, to be honest with you.
Oh my gosh. It was the first time that they're going to stream live gameplay on the Twitch account. And did he actually, he did not actually play, because he doesn't play. Nobody believes he plays. I mean, all you got to look at is jazz hands. You know, this dude doesn't play. He has no idea what this is. He had no idea. So the Harris campaign described Preheat, who specializes in World of Warcraft and writes guides for the game, as a volunteer for the campaign. And Trump, they noted, has his own Twitch page, but he hasn't uploaded any videos and he's never live streamed a video game because he's an older dude who doesn't, let's like not pretend. Like, don't sit here and be like, go look at me. I'm doing World of Warcraft. Oh, I'm like you guys. I'm just like you, kid, skibbity riz. I'm just like you, no cap. Nobody believes that he does this. Nobody believes that he even knows what this is. Nobody buys this. By the way, I have to say that there's a segment of our audience listening that is like, what is she saying? Yeah. What is she saying? What is the skibbity? She's speaking in tongues.
That segment is me.
Well, if you have kids, you know, too. Right. So he hired, they played the game next to the rally. He didn't play it. That is so on point with this campaign. So wait a minute, we're not going to play World of Warcraft. Someone's going to play it like next to us. I'm not even kidding.
Is it worse that they paid this guy or girl to react to his own rally just to sit there and stare at it? Like, you need more validation?
I'm sorry, what?
That was the community note that they paid him to react to one of his rallies on Twitch.
Okay. Full stop. They paid this dude to do a reaction video to one of the DeWalls rally.
Why are we putting these people in charge of anybody's
money? Oh my gosh. What? Oh, wait, did the rally, here was that video of the rally where they were in the gym. It was literally a Walls rally. Oh my gosh. Audio Soundbite 27. Guys, don't spit liquids out. Don't choke on your food because it's so cringe. You could cringe to death. There is a viewer warning with this video. The likelihood of cringing to death is very real. It is a rally in Tucson. We probably can't play any of the music. They're playing Beyonce Love on Top. And I mean, wow. I'm just getting, wow. Wow. If you wanted to know what it would look like if you translated a Gap sweater set to a gymnasium full of people, this is it. I mean, so I don't know who the guy is dancing. I guess it's one of the Walls campaign people. But they're playing Beyonce's Love on Top. And then they have all these people in this gym. This is in Tucson. I don't know who the chick in the pink shirt is. I want to die to death. And this is like the 2024 campaign version of Top That, the horrible cringe rap from that one movie starring Blake Lively's sister. It was the witch movie. Remember that? Don't Google it. You'll die. It's horrible. That's one of the worst things So the guy was paid to basically do this kind of reaction to react to that. How does one get that job? How does one like, yes, I would like to react to things, pay me. I want to react to Tim Walz's campaign. Look at all these sad, sad white Marxists. Let's react to them. So they hired this guy just to play the game next to him. And they've been trying to reach people. They've been advertising on IGN, which is a gaming site. They've been major gaming events, all this stuff. And they've been trying to reach out. Now, a couple of things with this. Because he doesn't play, and obviously it's cringe pandering. But maybe, I don't know, like maybe some in the Republican Party should stop this stupid, dumb talk against video games and gaming and maybe engage the gaming community. Whenever I see someone railing against games, I mean, 10 to 10, it's always someone who's never played them. They've never played them. I'm just not going to take commentary about how games are bad and how we should ignore them from like some, you know, irrelevant, you know, middle-aged, you know, a big government, George W. Bush level compassion, Republican kind of operative on TV, or somebody with their extensions curled into perfect corals on Fox or CNN or MSNBC. I'm not going to sit here and take these people's commentary about gaming when they don't even play. They have no idea what the community is. They have no idea what goes into it. They have no idea how social it is. None of it. And they all think that, it's like these people would be gun controllers. Honestly, it's the same logic. So maybe some of the Republican Party should stop the stupid talk against video games and maybe engage the community instead. And maybe someone should have told Walz that there was a big hurricane that was hitting Florida last night, because that rally was happening yesterday. What we just showed you, that was happening yesterday. Yeah.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I love this. So Fat Bear Week continues, and now they call it the gigantic, it's a bear named Grazer. And it's a, they call her a gigantic bear named Grazer. Fat Bear Week. She won the crown as, I guess, fattest bear. And this is after, months after the runner-up killed her cub. The bear, known as Bear 128, beat her opponent Chunk by more than 40,000 votes. You actually can vote for the bears over at explore.org. And you vote for your favorite fabric. That she is a, wow. She is a chunk. How much does she weigh? She's that they said 12 bears ultimately made like the, like they were the final of the fattest bears alive. But yeah, she was, her cub was killed by a male brown bear the day that the brackets were released and told dad. So she has a cub, she has a third litter though. She's got a one of her cubs from her third litter that was second in the Fat Bear Junior competition. It's like pageants for bears. I love it. Oh, Hillary Clinton. Her second book, Hateful Angry Book about why she lost, sold fewer copies than her first book. I mean, she barely sold 27,000 copies in her first week. Oof. Wow. A Turkish Airlines pilot died while flying the plane from Seattle. Landing in New York, emergency landing in New York early Wednesday. The captain lost consciousness mid-flight, didn't make it, airline spokesman said in a statement. They said that he didn't respond to medical intervention. It was an Airbus 350. It was going to go from Seattle to Istanbul. There was a co-pilot in the cockpit, obviously. But they had to make a four-hour flight to... It was over northern Canada. It had to turn south, making a four-hour flight to JFK so that they could land. And the guy passed a health exam, like recently, the last time they did it. So I don't know. Attorney's voice cloned in an AI scam conned his dad into giving $35,000. Always have a stay for it with your family. An attorney issued a warning over an elaborate AI voice cloning scam. It fooled his own dad. He handed over $35,000. The scammers impersonated Jay Schuster, 34, called his 70-year-old dad, Frank, said his son was in an accident and needed bail money. And the guy was a retired attorney, and he was convinced it was his hysterical son, and he's been traumatized. Like, I don't know. I just feel like you would know. You know what I mean? You would know. A godfather of AI just won a Nobel Prize, and he's been warning that machines could take over the world, per Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey Hinton hopes the prize will add credibility to his claims about the dangers of the very AI tech that he pioneered. But now he's a newly minted Nobel laureate, and he's been saying, yes, we're at this point in history where we got to figure out how to deal with the threat because it's happening. It's here. A Hawaii fast food worker was fatally stabbed during an altercation with a customer. Reynaldo Cheney was charged with murder and criminal contempt of court. The 60-year-old man, Kane, remember what you said, old people aren't innocent, stabbed and killed a Wendy's employee, injured another, according to reports. Honolulu had responded to their PD. He was charged with murder, criminal contempt of court. He apparently got mad over his order, and a 44-year-old employee intervened and escorted the guy out. And it kept on going. Good heavens. Like, you know, it's a fast food, but stop. We got more on the way. Stick with us. I need someone to explain to me what is happening in this video that Gretchen Whitmer posted. It's Gretchen Whitmer in one of those horrible camo hats feeding a Dorito to some chick who's supposed to be, I don't know. I hate the term influencer. It's just digital prostitute. And don't play the music because I'm sure it'll be copywritten. But what is this? Was this on TikTok?
Yeah, I think it originally was on TikTok, but I think it moved over to Instagram is where I first saw it. And then, of course, they've been reposting it on X because there's been a massive attempt, apparently, to shut this video down.
So there's this chick who is kneeling in front of Big Gretch, and Big Gretch in the video, if we have it, hands her a Dorito like it's a cracker at church. And then she like she's looking at the camera. It's weird. And what is with this like millennial obsession to sexify everything? Stop it. Is that actually a girl? I don't know. The video is she mocking like Catholics getting?
It kind of looks like that.
Doesn't it? I don't understand what the point is. And then she looks at the I don't understand. So we were talking about this because I'm non-denominational. I was raised Southern Baptist, non-denominational. So we have to ask our it's a new official title we just bestowed on him, our resident Catholic Steve. So is that I just don't think that that's how it works in the Catholic Church. I mean, I've been in Catholic churches. I don't ever see it working like that. Is that, what am I missing? And when, is that what it is? Do you think that's what it is? Is that how you look at it?
I don't know. When I would go to the priest, you, like, or the Eucharist, whoever's giving communion, you're supposed to put your right hand in a cup, like you're cupping something, and then your left hand under it. And then you say the body of Christ, and then you eat it and cross your, you know, do the cross. But I don't, I've never kneeled down doing it. That seems odd. Unless I don't know about this, what it is. Yeah.
Because some people, I mean, it is it that? Otherwise, I don't know why. Okay, we're, and also, why would you post this? First off, why would you do it? And why would you post it? Right? Yeah. And I don't, what am I missing?
You're missing what I'm missing. I have no idea. Maybe Juan could throw it up there again, but it looks like maybe it's mocking the communion thing. But I don't really know.
I guess it is mocking communion.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't understand what the point of it is and why.
But boy, J.D. Vance is weird.
Yeah, J.D. Vance is so weird. He's look at so this video. J.D. Vance is so weird, though. Look at that video with the chip. So weird. Weird. So weird. Cults, conspiracies, weird. Isn't that how it goes? Like you're supposed to. Okay, I, you know, all right, well, there you have it. So, okay, what's, I don't know what the point of that is, but, you know,
it says,
anyway.
It says this girl's a Canadian podcaster, Liz Plank. I'm not going to give her credit here, but I don't know why, I don't know, I don't get the connection here. It must be a dance or something we don't know about.
Oh my gosh, she's a Canadian. Everybody's a podcaster nowadays. You fart in a mic and you upload it to Instagram and you're a podcaster.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can do it. That's what most of it is anyway. It's all blah, blah, blah. But my opinions.
Well,
I read something on TikTok.
I looked up videos of like first communions and how communion's done because, again, I'm non-denominational Baptist from the Midwest. And I see priests actually placing the wafer in the mouth of the people coming up. So the body of Christ is the wafer. The blood is the wine.
I feel like if that chick showed up to take communion like that, the priest would kick her. Like he'd yeet her back.
This is governor of Michigan.
It's Big Gretch.
Yeah.
Trans Paul Bunyan.
Saying absolutely nothing while looking.
Looking at the camera all weird. Why do they've got to sexify everything up, by the way?
Is that
why?
What it was? Was that sexifying?
You're telling me it's not.
Her look in the camera, King. You think she thinks that's sexy?
Well, it's Big Gretch. I mean, that's probably as like femme as we
but
can get it.
As good as it's going to get.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, wow. People are, look, you, we live in absurd times. And if this is what I have to comment on, don't expect it to not be absurd. That's all I'm going to say. I can't watch this video anymore. I'm going to throw up on everybody and everything. Sorry, Juan. Yes.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.